each month. For more information, visit their website, thebroadview.com. That's thebroadview.com.
To the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you all for joining us today. This is a fabulous, fabulous show we have. We're here with Stephanie Durham of the Inquiring Mind and the Home Team. Lots going on today, Stephanie. And thank you all. I bet you all were wondering, where the heck did she go?
We're in the Mile High City. It took us a while to get here.
We're in the Mile High City and wondering if we've actually been flying around up here. I have to tell you that I'm sitting in the middle of a house that is being totally transformed. And what do I mean by that? I mean the transformation that's happening is happening at many levels. It's happening at the level of technically. It's happening at the level of walls being taken down. It's happening at the energetic level, because the love and the joy that is going into this can only be talked to by the folks that are here. So let's introduce, of course, Stephanie Durham is here. And Stephanie, what is this like for you?
Hi, everybody. How you doing? Last week when I talked with you, I told you that we were going to be doing something different, that it was an opportunity that I would explore my sacred contracts in life and the synchronicity of events and how they occur. And it took me into a project that assists people with first-time home ownership. We help them. We locate a home. It's a fixer. Needs some paint. Needs a pro team. Needs a home team. Needs some love. And then we do this over the course of 4 or 5 days. And at the end of the time, the recipient who's been selected, who has actually submitted on the website to be considered to receive a home, we assist them with their down payment. We make their payments for a year. And they don't know anything about it.
This is the best of the best right here, because I love surprises. I love the idea of creating a home for people. I'm going to try not to cry, actually. But you know me, it doesn't take much for me to cry. And when I walked on the property, I was totally blown away by the feeling and the energy. And let's introduce Troy.
I would like for everyone to welcome with us this time our host, Troy McLean. Troy has been with Home Team since its very beginning and is one of the people who helps all of our friends and family and the home team feels comfortable. So, Troy, would you like to say hello to everyone?
Hello, everyone out there. And first of all, thank you very much for having me on the show today. I'm extremely excited. And I'd like to resonate what you guys talked about as far as the transformation that goes on. And I really think the most important transformation that goes on in doing this, I've done this 26 times now. And most importantly, it starts from the inside out.
Mm. And
I mean that from the soul to the walls, versus the walls to the soul. And you feel it first in everybody's heart and everybody's soul. And then it resonates and the colors just get brighter. The walls get stronger. And at the end of the day, you have a home.
You know what is so cool is that, and people who do dream work, when you have a dream about a home, it is a message about your soul. And that's exactly what you just said. It is.
Well, the message is loud and clear. We've talked about what it's like to take your gift out into the world. We've talked about what it's like to give back and contribute. And we're really at the very essence of the human nature, and that is the home. That is the place where everyone longs to be. Whatever form that takes for you, however that starts to shape up, who doesn't want a home? But the other part of this conversation, which is an interesting conversation for us, Stephanie, and that has to do with our sacred contracts and how we take our gifts out into the world. And sacred contracts, let's talk about the three of us sitting here right now. If you would have asked me 3 months ago if I'd be sitting here watching the transformation of this home, the families involved with it, the children painting the house, the grandma knocking over a mailbox, I would have said, what? That is not something John Holland, my favorite psychic, has said to me. But at the same time, we have talked about this. So let's talk a little bit about, Troy, yours, our sacred contract. How does this all come in the pot?
Troy, tell me, how did you, if you were to capsulize in one sentence, how was it that you would teach someone about how to rise to their life and how you got involved in this program?
Got one sentence? That's going to be tough for me.
Well, okay, take more than one. Make a little paragraph or two.
You know, for me, my life truly was 10 miles to the left and 10 miles to the right. And never before did I think that I could dream as big as I am dreaming. And that didn't start until I started giving back. And in my own personal life, Stephanie, you know, we've talked about my baby sister. My baby sister's profoundly deaf, and she's developmentally delayed. And in 1998, we had some family situations come up, and I took over legal guardianship for her. And she was my inspiration and my gauge and my barometer, because even though society considered her simple, she's extremely complex, and she can see people from the inside out. And she started telling me that, you know, I can see you're angry, and I'd have a smile on my face. Mm. And she started telling me, Troy, you're dark, you're dark. And I go, what do you mean I'm dark? I'm not. It's in the middle of the winter. I haven't hit a tanning booth lately. And it wasn't until I read between the lines what she was talking about that I realized that I have something to give. And that's how I'm going to accomplish what I need to accomplish in life and really find balance in me. And when Home Team came around, it came around at a perfect time in my life. And I was approached by Home Team after being on a reality show. I was on the first season of The Apprentice. And that didn't define me, but it certainly introduced me and took me down a path that has been more rewarding than anything, because it did introduce me to Home Team and ultimately introducing me to Stephanie and the rest of the staff. And I was approached by them, and they said, Troy, here's our idea. We want to renovate houses. We want to help out first-time home buyers. And I couldn't tell you why I said yes at first, but when I came home and told my kid sister that I was renovating houses, she said, oh, and you have to know how she signed it. She put a smile on her heart, and she goes, oh, you're putting smiles on people's hearts. Oh. And I knew there that this is something deeper, and I don't quite know why yet, but I'm going down that path, and I'm taking that leap, and that's why I got involved. And I'll tell you what, there's ups and downs in everyday life of Home Team, but at the end of every shoot, you end it with a smile, and it's the smile from the inside out.
You know, let me just share some feedback, because, you know, I come in here and folks don't know me from Adam. And I got to sit with Grandma earlier today, and we were just chatting, and I was asking her what this is like for herself, what the experience is like. And of course, she started to cry. And And for me, what she said was, she said, you know, there's a lot going on here. And as much upheaval as we have here, everyone is really kind to each other. No one has yelled at the other person. Doesn't matter if the sink doesn't fit or the bathrooms aren't going exactly right or, you know, the landscaping is not happening in the exact way. There isn't an ill word towards another. And in the path of life, when you're stepping out there and you're listening to this show, here's what I want to say before you go to break. When you take forth this day and you come out into your life and you're thinking about the things around you, the things that aren't seeming, aren't feeling excited, take a moment to put a smile on your face, to think about the joy and the gratitude that you have, and to look at your fellow brother and sister as you walk down the street and give them a smile. Because if you're not giving back, and it doesn't cost a dime, it costs you absolutely nothing to put that smile on your face and let someone know that you recognize who they are and what they're about. And Stephanie, isn't that what you're doing?
Without realizing it, I think so. And that's the gift. When we're encouraged to and be motivated to listen to our little sister or to walk down the street or to look at the landscaping going on in the yard. And from my viewpoint, I see it's like you're putting things together for a recipe.
Ah.
Okay? When you start to make chocolate chip cookies, you got all this stuff that you put in this bowl, and it doesn't look anything like it. And yet, someone told you how to do that, and with practice, you put it all together, and then you put it in the oven, and you have something that looks and smells totally different. And with the faith of simply putting one foot in front of the other, following your heart, participating in someone else's life without a personal agenda, knowing, and you all have heard me talk about following sacred contracts and acknowledging the synchronistic moment of meeting and the importance of it. And I get phone calls and people want to, well, how do I know what my sacred contract is? There's not one of them. There are many, many, many opportunities and synchronistic moments and contracts that of various people. I don't know if I'm here serving someone else's or my own.
It's an interesting conversation. Those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. This show is about thriving. It's also about being an inspiration so that you enable other people to get that spark in their eye, even if it's for a nanosecond. It's not ours to judge. It doesn't matter. It is about what you can give, what you can help someone experience in this life. And I want to give each and every one of you an opportunity to chime in on this conversation, whether the question is around sacred contracts, whether you'd like to just chime in and say, go home team, whatever that means for you, that number to do that. Benny, why don't you give out that 1-800 number right now?
Sounds good there, Dr. Pat. 1-800-930-2819 for the Dr. Pat Show. Toll free all over this whole beautiful nation. 1-800-930-2819.
And, you know, this is about starting a new day. It's about starting a new life. It's about starting a new vibration. That's what this show has been about from day one. And when you ask the people on the Dr. Pat team and you say to them, you know what, I'm getting on a plane, I'm going to Denver. And they say, well, what are you going to Denver for? Well, I'm going to join Stephanie, first of all. And thank you for inviting me, Stephanie.
I'm
I want
so
to thank you
here.
So much. And thank you, Troy. And I'm going to Denver, and we're going to do a remote broadcast from here. And the question, well, how does that involve the Dr. Pat show? And the answer is, you know what? More to be revealed. More to be revealed. And if we're willing to step up and say yes, and we're willing to take that first step, and we put our heart in the place of expansion, then, Stephanie, what does that lead us to?
I haven't a clue.
Troy?
You know, I think the question you're asking is, you know, when you are willing to step up and you want to know what it ultimately leads it to, it leads it to your personal definition of peace, I think.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Benny, what do you think? You're sitting back there. I know you're missing me, honey.
Oh, yes, sweetheart.
I know you are.
You're a mile high up and I'm a mile high down. It's a big reach for me.
All right, we can still do touch finger, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to do it.
I'm doing it.
Are
right
you
now.
Do it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. There
Everyone's
we go.
Like, what's going on there? What's going on? Touch
absolutely.
Fingers.
You know, Benny, I mean, you heard that we were moving out into Denver and we were doing this show. Mm-hmm. And what were some of the questions that came up for you?
Well, one particular question, I mean, is as far as the family being involved, I mean, it's obviously so thankful for them for this to come about for them. Other people are wondering, wow, it could really happen to them as well. You know, how do they get involved? And for the home team to be involved and for Stephanie Durham and her kids and everyone behind the scenes, they're really making this happen and making families really look up and say, God, there's someone out there that's actually looking out for me, too.
That's a great question. How are we doing with break time? Are we good?
Hey, we're pretty good. We're about 2 minutes out.
Oh, well, Stephanie, why don't you answer that question?
Well, you know what, Benny? You've known me now for a period of time, mm-hmm. and I just seem to kind of have this overall view of how things are moving towards. And when I meet people, teachers will tell us that that you increase the chances of what you get mm-hmm. by asking by 200%. So when we have opportunities out there in the world that we may not be aware of, like helping someone with a home.
That's right.
Like helping someone through a rough moment in their life. I was in the parking lot last night, leaving a meeting, going to the hotel room, and there was a person that was been around the set here, and they walked up, and we entered into a conversation that I actually don't know how in the world we ended up in the topic, but okay, I suppose you know me well enough to know it ended up being all about life coaching.
Right.
Didn't have a clue. Mm-hmm. But if that person wasn't there and I wasn't there, we wouldn't have been open enough to move forward into the possibility of a conversation that would offer insight for anybody else.
That's right.
We got to open our mouth. We got to show up, and we have to be there. We have to be willing to risk whatever definition we had of something so that we can serve others. And Troy is an expert at motivational speaking, I'm told, and does that very much with a lot of people. Would you agree with that, Troy?
I don't know if I'm an expert, but I certainly get up. And I remember the first time I was asked to public speak, the gentleman that wrote Chicken Soup of the Soul, Mark Victor Hansen, a wonderful gentleman, called me up and he said, Troy, I just watched a show on you on Dateline, and they highlighted your life and your story about your little sister. And he goes, I think you need to get up and you need to speak. And I told him, I said, Mark, I said, I don't sing, dance, or act, and I am who I am. And I don't know what anybody would get out of me speaking. He goes, I'll tell you what. If people are listening, they'll get the message. But listen to me when I tell you this. The message will be different for everyone that's listening.
Absolutely. And that's what we want to share with all of you right now. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. This would be the time to call in. 1-800-930-2819. Do we have that right, Benny? 1-800-930-2819. More to come. Stay tuned. Get your message on air. We want to hear from you. What the heck are you grateful for today? I'm Dr. Pat Basile. I'm here with...
Hi, everyone. Stephanie Durham from the Mile High City with...
Troy McClain from Home Team.
All right. We'll be right back, Mr. Benny.
Something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Okay, everyone, listen up. Dr. Pat brings you her favorite organic wines from the Organic Wine Company, direct to you, for this limited time special offer. Would you like to enjoy the luscious taste of natural grapes grown with love for the land and tantalizing your taste buds at the same time? Well, Dr. Pat has selected three of her favorite wines for only $49, a 40% savings. Visit www.thedrpatshow.com and click on Dr. Pat's Picks for this special offer. Or you can call 1-888-326-9463.
Looking for love in all the wrong places? Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to find out how you can come home to the love within your own body. Sabine Granke Taft of Radiant Embodiment can help you relax into the pleasure of your feminine side. Experience her bodywork approach to healing and wholeness in Bellevue, October 6th to 8th. Visit RadiantEmbodiment.com to sign up and smile. That's RadiantEmbodiment.com.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to take the worry out of it and work with a professional from RE/MAX Champions. After all, RE/MAX sells more real estate than any other. Serving all of Western Washington, RE/MAX Champions alone sold over $100 million this past year. Call Dennis Sikowski at 888-62-DREAM. That's 888-62-DREAM for a friendly, candid, and professional conversation about your real estate needs.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's 1-866-NO-BLOAT. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
How healthy is your beauty salon? Mode Organic Salon is Seattle's premier organic beauty salon. Our trained professionals specialize in providing organic and natural hair, skin, nail, and cosmetic services customized to your specific attributes and lifestyle. Visit modeorganic.com or call 206-623-0195 to schedule. Mention the Dr. Pat Show and get 15% off your first service. For beauty that's more than skin deep, visit Mode Organic Salon.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Something unpredictable.
everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. And you know who I am, coming to you Monday through Friday and soon on Saturday. I'm here with Stephanie Durham of the Inquiring Mind and the Home Team, and an amazing individual. And you just heard from Troy a few minutes ago. And what I want to say is that this is your opportunity to call in, to say a few words, and to let us know where you're coming from. Stephanie, you talked about archetypes. I can't even begin to imagine the archetypes that are showing up.
I have been a busy camper trying to figure all this out, I got to tell you. There are so, you take, now remember everybody, we all have 12 that are with our chart of origin. So you take this many people involved in a project like this, and we probably got, I don't know, a couple thousand different archetypal patterns. Now remember, it's not a characteristic. I mean, it's a characteristic, not a personality. So when I have the opportunity to come face to face with my orphan child, how am I going to respond?
Ooh, baby.
Alrighty. Ooh. Am I going to run from it? Am I going to hide? Am I going to take control so that I feel like I'm in control? And we all know that when you try to go in control, you've really lost it.
You've gone.
Hey, it ain't happening.
You know, yeah. You might as well be jumping off a cliff.
That's
without
right. Because we are not in control.
Absolutely.
But this is a house, and I've met, man, there's, I can think what comes to mind is an orphan child. A princess. What archetypal pattern would you all associate a house with and a family moving in to some place that they are going to create a sense of belonging within their tribal system, back to the first chakra? And what it all means? It means that we are all managing every opportunity to come through the shadow into enlightenment.
There you go. Now, Benny, I know you have someone calling in, so you want to bring him up?
Sure. Sounds good there, Dr. Pat. We have Melissa. Melissa's calling in from Redmond, so we want to welcome Melissa to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hey, Melissa. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. I have a question about change and how that relates with your contracts. I've been going through a lot of changes, very positive, actually, and being able to let a lot of old beliefs go. And even feelings, and I feel like I'm walking a new life now. And I'm curious, at this age of my life, and how does that relate with contracts?
Well, the change is a manifestation of you acknowledging your contract. You listen to the opportunity to go through something that you might not have identified before. And it is going to continue to happen. So congratulations on acknowledging it. Where it's going to go and how many different people you may affect or how many other people may affect you is up to you. And how you move forward into it.
And is that the freedom then?
You know, it's Troy mentioned it, the overwhelming sense of peace. It's freedom. It's the ability to have the courage to walk into an area where you may not have been familiar in the past. And that it isn't all cyclic by relative age. For somebody can be 8 years old.
Absolutely.
Someone can be 80 years old. And the divine's plan for us doesn't have a physical timeline. It's the divine's timeline. So congratulations.
I wish it could have been on my timeline a long time ago.
We were just talking about control, weren't we?
Yeah.
It doesn't always happen that way. Melissa, is there anything that you would like to ask Troy with the home team? He's our host.
I was just curious also about how was it that, emotional-wise, I'm speaking more of, how did he move forward, and how did that feel for him, and just the changes that have been occurring over his lifetime? Does that make sense?
That does make sense. And, you know, how I moved forward probably was by letting go. And I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but I tend to resist a lot of things in my life, and I always have to put myself in check. And again, I use a lot of my little sister as a gauge and a barometer, because she feels it so much from the inside out, and she's not influenced by, you know, whether she's wearing the right clothes or the wrong clothes, whether her hair's too long or too short, or whether she's in control or not in control. And I think she probably says it the best by, I remember asking my little sister, you know, and talking with her, she's such an old soul, and you know, I'd always go, we gotta find the way to happiness. And she asked me a question that answered everything, and she said, isn't happiness the way? And I thought, well, God Almighty, that's pretty much it. Instead of searching for it, just be. And when I just started being, and I still have to put myself in check because I get moments of peace, but then I get moments of restriction and you know, falling back into this world and going, oops, I got to take more control. I got to do this and I got to do that. And then I have to remind myself back to where I did find that moment of success and the true definition of success, not somebody else's monetary definition, and the true definition.
Well, do you ever find yourself instantaneously going back and then saying, oh, that was a mistake, and then trying to correct it?
Ooh, bring me back, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. As I'm on the plane.
I do that a lot.
I'm like, can we turn this plane around, like, now?
Yeah. What am I doing here? Oh, my gosh.
I have those conversations all the time with Stephanie, and those are those knee-jerk reactions.
Yeah.
And, you know, and those are I don't know how to explain them other than in my words, but those are those demons on me and are the warriors inside me that are ready for the fight on anything. And sometimes they starve for that battle. And when you're starving for a battle, you want to pick a fight with anybody. And I have to learn that the war is over. And they're no longer starving. You know, I don't need to starve them for a battle. I just need to feed them with something else.
What do you feed them?
What do you feed them? You feed them that change. You feed them the opportunity to have something different to eat for a while.
You know, let the power of your soul rock you.
Something more.
That's okay. A song.
Let the power of your soul rock you.
Benny can find that song.
You know what I'm saying? This is really where you get to decide if you're going to just hold on to that trapeze or you're going to decide to let go and grab on to the next step and the next level. And as you do that, you can choose to smile or you could choose to try to chase your tail. But all of this is part
kinda
of the journey.
Like, kind of like just let go of that fear and know that you're going to catch that next one because God or Spirit, whatever anybody wants to call it, it's not going to let you fall.
That's what you just
have
said.
To have the courage and the knowing that, oh, it's coming right there. Let me hop on from the next one, you know, to let go of that fear. I love that analogy. Thank you.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you a question that you hear at the beginning of every show. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? What would you do with your life?
I asked myself that.
I'm telling you, if you wake up every day and you say, what would I do today if I knew I could not fail? Let Spirit open that door and then be ready for what shows up in front of you.
And that is exactly what you said you were doing, Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'd love to hear from the rest of you out there, and I know you're out there. Benny, what's that number?
1-800-930-2819 there for the Dr. Pat Show. 1-800-930-2819. Phone lines are open. Give me a holler.
We got somebody that walked in the room.
We do, and I was going to have you say a few words.
You were?
Yeah.
One of the people who came in to participate in this radio broadcast is the mother of the selected recipient. Now, I'm going to give you a little warning, girlfriend. We can't say any names.
Okay.
Because it's not reveal day yet. And I will be severely beat up if I give away any names.
We're just going to call you Mom.
We're going to call you Mom.
All right.
Okay. So, I'd like to introduce everyone to Mom. Now, Mom is actually the person who nominated this person to become the recipient of this home. And so why don't you tell me what prompted you to even go to the website and to fill out that form?
Okay. Well, sometimes I can't sleep, and here in our town, the show is on very late at night, on Sunday night, and I watched it, and I just, a couple times, and I thought, this is really cool. They're changing people's lives. And so a few weeks ago or a few months ago, I thought, you know, I wonder if my son and his family could qualify for that. Because it sounds just like what he needs, a step up, not a handout, but a step up. And so I went to the website and I looked at, asked, see what was required of me. And I put the information in and I didn't tell him that I did it. And he called me up a few weeks ago and said, I got this survey. Did you sign me up for something? And I said, well, for what? I'm always signing him up for stuff.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to get him a life coach or a, you know, something. And so I he said, well, what am I going to say? And I said, well, tell me what it says so that I can, you know, so the answers sort of sound like what I told him. So it's the same story. So he filled out the form and sent it in, and then that's how it happened. And I got a call from the producer, Todd, who said he's been selected.
And I heard that you were, let you went,
I did. I went, oh, my gosh, you really read those things. I thought, I wonder how many people apply. This is totally cool. And so I told him about that I was going on a trip, and he said, well, that shouldn't be a problem because it's going to be, it won't be that time. And so then he called Mick. He called.
It was Little McDonald
he called,
Farm.
Yes, he called Old McDonald Farm, and he said that he would be, ask him some questions, and then he called me back and said, you know what, it's not going to bother your trip because it's this week. So that's
here
what
you
happened.
Are.
Here I am. So my nameless son and his family are going to have a house, and we're off.
We have some more questions we want to ask
we
you.
Do.
Don't go anywhere.
And you're right. Sweet dreams are made of this, baby. I'm telling you right
sweet
now.
Sweet dreams you are made of this. Who am I to disagree?
There we go, Benny. I know you're loving it. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by, everybody. We'll be right back after this short break. More with Stephanie Durham of the Home Team and Inquiring Mind. We'll be right back.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into the number one radio show to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show is hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, please submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. Again, that's pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in your community and the world.
Escape to a world of yarn and teas like no other. Village Yarn and Tea in Shoreline invites you to their haven of creativity and relaxation. Come see the luscious cotton, wool, blended yarns and teas from around the world. Just starting out and need lessons or need accessories for the complete knitting project? Then make Village Yarn and Tea your destination. For more information, see us online at villageyarnandtea.com. Escape to a world of yarn and teas. Village Yarn and Tea on Ballinger Way in Shoreline, a place to sip and knit.
The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Imagine spending time meeting like-minded people, sharing a scrumptious meal, and uplifting and nurturing your soul with messages by the best speakers and musicians around. Lunch for Your Soul is a delicious, sweet gathering of people committed to living more consciously and bringing joy to their work. Join Lunch for Your Soul the third Thursday of each month. For more information, visit their website, thebroadview.com. That's thebroadview.com.
Mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES, Authenticity, Choices, Empowerment, and Success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Every day is so-
fame.
Some shame.
No. There is absolutely nothing in this life to be ashamed of. And I'm going to tell you first up front, if you got any shame and you got any blame going on, this is the time to put those sticks down and join in the smile and the joy of life. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Every time I hear that song, I just get that tear in my eye. And I want to thank you, Miss Aguilera, for taking that out there and really doing what you can against the violence against women. And so we're here with Stephanie Durham, we're here with Troy, we're here with the home team, and we are making a show of this, aren't we?
We are, we're here with
now, you. We have Mom.
We have Mom.
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 Mom is on mic.
Yep.
Yes,
go ahead, I am.
Finish the story.
Well, I just keep waiting for the bubble to burst. Is this really happening, that all these people are coming and our friends and family are coming and bringing friends and family, and it's the house is changing, the yard is changing, but I think the main thing that's going to change is my son's life. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity for him, a huge leap. And my husband's also here. He could say a few words.
And this would be
Hi, Dad.
Dad.
Hi, Dad.
This is Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Came on the scene. I agree with the sentiments of my better half here. It'll be a life-changing situation for my son. It's an opportunity. When I was with him the other night and the camera was playing for a bit, he spoke of his desire to continue with his potential. He just feels that deep in his inner soul is intervening. There's things for him to do out there in life. There's opportunities, and he just needs a little bit of assistance, and he's going to go for the gusto. He's going to be like his sister, his brother. They're out there. His younger siblings, they've done many things in their lives. They've traveled to Africa. They've traveled to the Philippines on their own nickel to do things for people. And he's just waiting for his chance, and this is going to be a springboard for him to do that.
And can I just tell you guys something? This is Troy from Home Team, and I got to tell you how this family got selected. You know, when they go to the website and they go to hometeam.com, what you guys can do yourself, go to www.hometeam.com and nominate somebody. Nominate somebody who you know is deserving. And when we got this nomination from the mother and we read this man's story, what an amazing, amazing family. This family goes out of their way each and every year to give back. They help out children with special needs. They travel the country on their own dime. We're not talking about a rich family, but they save their money all year long. So when Christmas time comes around, they choose a place to go to, whether it's the Philippines or Africa, and they help out children with cleft palates. They help out children with special needs. The father himself dresses up like a clown for 28 years, like a clown, and he goes and puts a smile on somebody's face for a day. So when we read the story, and you have to understand the story. Here's a young family. You got a fiance. I'm not going to say the names, but you got a young family, and they are working so hard. Stephanie's looking at me because I thought I was going to say the names. I'm not. But they're working extremely hard to give back to this community. But something happened. The young man fell off a 2.5-story building and hurt his back, and was unable to really take care of what he needed to take care of. His wife-to-be went to work full-time just to help out the family. And amongst all this, their beautiful little child was diagnosed with autism. And here they are. We get their nomination. And because they've given back so much and so much of themselves, we decided it was time for them to get a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Home Team stepped in. And that's why we're proud of this family for putting their heart and soul and making this house a home.
You know, Dad, I have a question. You mentioned the change. You did too, Mom. Mentioned the change that the opportunity would offer your son. I'd like to, if you'd be willing to share, what does this do to you?
It makes me extremely proud. It makes me extremely proud of all of my adult children to see where they've come and how far they've gone. And we haven't seen anything yet, you might say. This is the scratching the surface of what I see
them doing in their lives. They just have this sense of wanting to work with people, do things for people. And I've loved working with people all my lives as a clown. I might caveat something that Troy mentioned. He said that I dress up as a clown, but after 5 years or so of clowning, clowns tell you that they assume the character so much. It's a different persona, and you take on the character and you live that character, so you in effect really do become a clown. I have various different costumes, outfits, changed hair over the years, and different things, but the character is there, and the character's grown over time. And
the clown is an archetypal pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the clown archetype, and you had the clown before you dressed like one. And the beautiful thing about a clown or a court jester is that in days of old, the court jester had the ability to take the bad news from the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
and would approach the king. And in the manner of presentation,
mm-hmm.
the jester would give the king the bad news, and he was the only person that could do it and not be beheaded.
Absolutely.
And so it's a real, when I speak to you all about the characteristics and the archetypal patterns, that's the enlightened, that's the strength, that's the light attributes associated with a clown archetype. But I'd be willing to say that you came through the shadow of a clown before you were enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
To be powerful.
That's a wonderful insight. I'll really think about that.
We all have that with those patterns.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. We all do.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. Thank you so much. You know, Benny, I think we do have time to bring on our caller.
We do. Actually, Dr. Pat, Annie from Seattle, she's been waiting so patiently.
All right,
so we
Annie.
Want to welcome her to the show.
Welcome, Annie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I bless you for this show, and I bless you for the power that this phone call will perhaps give to other people. This is a question for Troy, and for all of you as well. Troy, your sister had a contract, right, to be differently abled.
Mm-hmm.
I, too, am differently abled in this world. In fact, I'm a bilateral cleft palate. And my question to you is, does she know her mission, do you think? And how have you been able to assist her when she's sad?
You know, that's a great question. And first of all, to give you a little background on my sister is Inuit Eskimo, 100% Inuit Eskimo. And my mother adopted her in 1984. And then in 1998, again, we had some family situations and we took over. And I remember when we did take over, we went to conventional counseling, psychiatrists, psychologists, because I said, well, you need help with this transition. And one of the biggest things that they said, Troy, your sister has a problem. And I said, oh, my God, what is it? They go, she's never sad. And I go, that's a problem? And they're like, she's never sad. And I really do think my sister does know her mission in life. I don't know if I'm intelligent enough or if I've reached that state of enlightenment to be able to read what she's telling me. So as I grow with her, eventually I'll be able to hear what she's trying to tell me. But I do think she knows where she's going, and I do think she knows the message. I just don't know if I've been able to interpret that or translate that.
Mm.
And when she is sad, usually she's sad because she feels something with me, and she's telling me that I'm sad, or that somebody that we just met, she'll take on that form of sadness that person is not willing to share with the outside world. And I am so excited to go through this educational process and really get down to that. And I think that you know what your message is. You just might not be able to communicate it yet to other people.
Well, thank you, Troy. Thank you, Ann. Thank you so much for calling in. And thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Mom and Dad. Benny, great job. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. This is one of these shows where if you're not thinking, then you're feeling. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. This is the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we'll see you next week. Make yourselves a great, great weekend. And think about how you're going to take your gift out into the world. I'm going to check on you on Monday.
for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW Seattle.
And good afternoon, Eric Reiner here with you on Alternative.